everybody, and welcome to episode 42 of the DigiE podcast. My name's Nicole Yates, and I am your host. That's right. We have an awesome guest this week, Katrina Davis, who's just delightful. She's just so funny and loves talking about food, so you're going to really love this one. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, Ha Ha Hot Sauce. Hey, get yourself some Ha Ha Hot Sauce, HAHAHotsauce.com. That stuff is amazing, made with the Carolina Reaper pepper. Delicious. Seriously, get it. I don't even like most hot sauces. This hot sauce is awesome. Hats off to Dave Yates and his Ha Ha Hot Sauce. That's right. So before we get to our main event with Katrina, let's have a few words from our friends at the 12 Questions Podcast.
Hey folks, this is Anna Valenzuela and Dave Yates from the 12 Questions Podcast.
We host a show about all types of people recovering from life's curveballs.
We ask unique and fun guests 12 questions to give listeners hope and inspiration.
Whether you've got addiction problems, anger problems, or just plain old getting through the days that feel the same, we believe recovery isn't just for clean and sober people.
So, if you're looking for a pick-me-up at the beginning of the week, tune into our show. New episodes released every Monday, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you're out there and you're feeling lost, we've been there, and we just want to let you know we love you.
We love you!
All right, thanks, guys. And now, here's Katrina Davis.
Okay, hey, I'm here with Katrina Davis. Katrina!
Hi! Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, you've been on my list for a while, and I kept forgetting to contact you, but you're always so busy, I didn't want to bother you.
Nah, I'm kicking it. But yeah, I'm glad it finally worked out.
Yeah. You had me on your awesome show, so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That was your birthday week.
That's right.
Or the one after or something, yeah.
Like that. Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. Remember the fall?
No. I don't. I barely. It's all a blur. I've had to remind myself at least 3 times every day. I have to remind myself what day it is.
Yeah.
And not even in a way that I'm stressed about it. It's just like, I never know what day it is anymore. Like, time has never been more of a construct than it is now.
Oh yeah. I was in the car yesterday with Anna, and I'm like, well, you know, tomorrow's Wednesday and blah, 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 blah. And she's like looking at me, and I'm like, what day is it?
Yeah. Tomorrow is not Wednesday. Is tomorrow not Wednesday?
Well, yesterday, tomorrow
What's
was
happening?
Tuesday.
I know.
Third base. I don't know. It's nuts. So you are originally from Baltimore?
Yeah. I was born there. But we moved when I was like super young to Florida. And that's where I like grew up.
Ooh, Florida.
Until I moved here.
Where at in Florida?
Jacksonville.
Oh man.
So like North Florida. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not so bad. Like now I think that there's a lot of like my friends. Like I think that even when we were like in high school and stuff, it was still very much like get the H out like as soon as you can. And now I have enough friends that have basically been like, we aren't leaving and we're going to make enough stuff here that we like it here. And so there's, you know, little pockets of awesome things happening there now.
there's like culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think Jacksonville's really had the reputation of just being kind of like the South.
I mean, but, and it is, but even that culture is like there if you talk to the right people and things like that. Like Axe Handle Saturday is our shit. Like Black people have been there for a while, so like there's culture there, but it is Southern. But it's not necessarily, even where I live, it looks just like super norm, like basic middle-class suburban, whatever, everyone trying to earn enough to live in a gated community that has plantation in the title. And now it's not all that, you know?
Right. Plantation in the title.
So that's
I don't understand why anybody thinks that that's okay to name anything. When I moved out here to LA, this girl kept going on and on about this place called Soup Plantation. And I was like, what did you say? And she said Soup Plantation. And I was like, that's the thing.
How have they let that fly for so long? And it's so funny that like, that's a chain that kind of made it out here. And I was kind of like surprised that people in LA were cool with it.
Right.
But that in this, like where I'm from in Florida is just like, it basically got carried over to just mean opulence to people. Like, they are just choosing to ignore, clearly, but to them, right, it's just where rich people live. Like, it just represents status and not what a plantation actually is. So I don't know if Julington Creek Plantation has changed its name yet, or like any of the other like five plantations that were just subdivisions of houses that look like Edward Scissorhands, but there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people from the South kind of like white people from the South kind of like to try and be like, well, yeah, I mean, there was the slave thing, but the big house. And I'm like, well,
right. What? And it's like, it's really just about the shutters. And you're like, no, okay. I don't know. I feel like you're really picking and choosing here.
Right. So since Jacksonville's like, since Florida, like the more north you get, the more southern it gets. Like,
right.
If you like my hand gestures here, I'm like, yes. This is the shape of Florida. Yeah. Also intentional grounding.
You look like more like an air traffic controller than a geography teacher, but I'm on board.
Well, you know, it's all scale. So,
yeah.
I guess so Southern food, I guess, would be like more the thing, I guess. And
oh yeah.
Jacksonville's on the water, right? It's on the coast.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's we're like a Navy town. We have the river. We have the St. John's River is, I think, like one of the biggest, like salt or brackish rivers or something like that. I don't know. It's some kind of something. Our bridge is like one of the longest bridges to go across a river or something. It's a whole, it's like wow, a bunch of things. So yeah, we have a lot of water. And my family, even though Baltimore is technically like Maryland is, you know, like on that Mason-Dixon line, but mm-hmm, my family is all Southern still. So yeah, all the food that I learned how to make and all that is, yeah, pretty Southern.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So what, when you think of home, what do you think of?
Oh, probably. Okay. Well, here's the thing is my mom used to make a bunch of stuff and then my dad had 3 heart attacks. So there's a lot of stuff that like I get to eat that no one else gets to eat. Cause I'm an only child. So there's stuff that like, if I like she makes, cause I'm eating, I'm coming. So probably like she used to make cakes every week when I was little.
Oh, wow.
Until that was just like a health hazard, but that's what I miss. Like I miss her making like chocolate icing yellow cakes and coconut cakes and pies. Like she makes really good sweet potato pie. That's like my favorite thing ever. Like that I would want on my deathbed. My mom makes is really good. Like she makes she also is that kind of lady that's always had like 3 jobs and went to school. So she'll make 3 meals on Sunday and she'll be like, okay, well I made this and I made this and there's turkey legs and there's greens and there's green beans and there's this to go with this and I made cornbread and there's some spaghetti left so I made garlic bread. Like she makes everything.
That's awesome.
So I'm trying to, the one thing she makes that I feel like, cause that's what I mean. She makes everything. And I feel like everything she makes is good. They eat a lot of fish also, like fish fries. Like my dad catches fish and fries it a lot. That's like a big deal from when I was little, like watching him scale fish and like making the fish talk. I used to do that a lot. So that, and like crab boils and stuff from when I was really little. But the thing that she makes is turkey soup with like the turkey, like after Thanksgiving. And it's tomato based, but just like every vegetable you could possibly imagine is in it. And it's my favorite thing in the world. And I had an ex-boyfriend that was really big. He's like 6'4". And he was like, cause I was like, oh, we'll go to my mom's house this weekend. Like after Thanksgiving, you can have turkey soup. And he was like, oh, it'll be fine. Like it's soup. I'm probably not, like, he wasn't excited about it. And I was like, okay. And then he went over there and he was like, this is amazing. He was like, where's there more of this? He was like, I've never had soup like this in my life. He was like, I'm so full. And he was like, there's everything in here, and kept like digging for stuff. And it was just like, yeah, that's what I fucking was trying to tell you. Yeah. So that's probably like her individual to her awesome thing, that and like sweet potato pies.
Awesome. If she baked all that time, how are you not like a round child?
Because I'm a spaz. Because I'm always just like running around. That is a joke from when I was little. Is I would not sit down and eat my own food. I would like walk up to one of them, open my mouth. They would give me a spoon of food, and I would run away. And then I would come back to the next person. Like I would just alternate, and then I would eventually just not come back. And they were like, "Oh, well, I guess she's done eating." And then like my grandma was watching me, and I guess I put my plate in the chair so that I could reach it while I was going back and forth. And then she threw it away and I cried. And my grandma was like, "I don't know what I did." And she was like, "She probably wasn't done. It takes her like forever to finish." And I still do that where like I'll make lunch and by 3, I'm actually done with it. Cause I just keep taking bites and like getting distracted.
Nice.
So, yeah, it works out okay.
You know, I think you could like probably market that as some kind of diet, I think, you know.
It's basically if your brain worked like you were hungry and then keys jangled every minute and a half, you just never fully finish a meal. Like if I go out with friends and we're supposed to get drinks or whatever, I eat before and I might get something little, but like I'm going to talk too much and then get hammered because I'm not stopping to talk enough to chew, and I'm just gonna drink and talk and like not eat at all. Like I'm bad at eating around people because I just rather.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, I've been bit by that too, where it's like, oh, everybody's done, and
oh my gosh, yes, yeah. I am that person. I haven't touched anything because I've just been talking this whole time. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah. I mean, to look at me, you wouldn't know that like I have a problem with that. Cause like, I do love to eat, but you know,
Full fast. It just doesn't last that long. Like I always have a to-go bag, but I have multiple times before I got home been like, oh yeah, I'm glad I still have food. Cause I want to eat it already. Like that's how quickly I'm ready to eat again.
That's awesome. So have you been cooking a lot during the quarantine?
Not really. Cause I live by myself and it's not that I don't like cooking, but it's a lot of time and effort for what the payoff is. Even for, like I said, getting distracted, like I got shit to do, man. I'm not going to spend all day making this thing. Even if it's really good, it's like, okay, but how much of it is left or how many days do I feel like eating this? So like the payoff isn't always there for me as someone who lives by themselves. So I eat things that are not like not good, but they're just fast. Like I could make something that tasted amazing and I'm just not going to do it. Cause it's like, who cares? But, every once in a while I'll like get a wild hair for something. The only thing I really make out here that's something my mom makes that I miss is like chili and cornbread.
Ooh.
And I really like, just like Jiffy corn mixed cornbread. Yeah. Super like
I just made that the other night.
Basic. Oh my God, I love cornbread so much. So yeah, that's something that I'll make that I miss, but it's so easy. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And then what's something else that I'll make? Like I don't make I'll just make chicken and mashed potatoes, which isn't really a thing that she makes a lot because my dad's obsessed with rice. So we have to have rice with everything. So then that wins as the starch. And I love potatoes and we never get to have potatoes as much. Like if I go home, I'll request mashed potatoes. And then she's like, I have all these starches because your dad has to have rice. But that's a thing that I'll make for myself that she also makes good, but doesn't make as much as I do. Is like chicken and mashed potatoes is my go-to thing. That's like actual food that tastes good and I'll make for myself.
Oh, you can't go wrong with mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You can't. What did you put? What are you putting on?
I do milk and butter and just like salt and pepper and everything else. But sometimes I'll do like boil them and then saute garlic in butter and then put the cooked potatoes and like mash them into it while it's still sizzling. Oh, it's so good. Or like another comic, Serafina Costanza for Christmas gave me rosemary. So I've been having rosemary potato, like even in the frozen hash brown kind, I put rosemary in there and like flipped it a couple times and it was super good.
That's awesome.
I kind of like adding better things to frozen stuff and being like, this is like real food, but it's like, I didn't really do this the most 100% organic way or whatever.
Hey man, I love doctoring up like frozen food.
Yes.
My roommate is not convinced that frozen vegetables have as many like vitamins and nutrient in it than like mm-hmm. fresh ones, even though it's been scientifically proven that he's wrong.
I was about to say, even like the flash frozen ones or whatever. Like, yeah. I understand. Well, here's the thing. I feel like even living in LA, there are a lot of people that are way more, not even that this would be your roommate, but like you have to like, seconds are going by and you're losing the fresh nutrients. Like, we're all going to eat like deer and just kneel down and eat a strawberry fresh off the freaking vine or whatever.
Right.
But short of that, yeah, I would feel like frozen are better than canned in terms of whatever nutrients may still be in them.
Yeah.
And that's like even like green beans. Okay. It's like, yeah, frozen green beans. You could be like, oh, they're frozen. But also, I don't know how many times your roommate has snapped a bag of green beans because that ish is work and it's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm the one that usually has to end up doing it. So
funny. Yeah. And there's tips everywhere. You don't care. They get in the crevices.
Everywhere.
But I do feel like I would probably cook more if my kitchen here was bigger.
Yeah.
My kitchen is like, I have no counter space.
Oh.
So I just kind of adapt to wherever I am and don't really think about it. But I bet if I had a kitchen that was like, oh, I have all this place to like dice things and it had more of a space that lent itself to cooking,
mm-hmm.
More involved meals, I probably would cook them. But it's like, I don't have the space for that. I'm just going to make this real quick and be on my merry way.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big flex though, living by yourself.
Oh yeah, it's nice. Well, I'm an only child. I guess that can be different. Like, you're an only child, so you're used to at least having someone around. But I'm used to being by myself. So like,
I'm used to being by myself, but I don't know. I don't know if I could completely live by myself. I would probably like de-evolve into like just laying around in my underwear all day eating frozen pizza. Like, it would be bad.
I respect that. I mean, I definitely go through ebbs and flows of the kind of person I am in this square, but for the most part, it's pretty awesome. I really like it. It's been nice even this past year being able to kind of make it what I want it to be for myself and be here and able to really enjoy it, even not just being at work all the time, paying for a place that you never get to be in, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Paying for a place you never get to be in. Exactly. Which is another reason why, like, I kind of like to have a roommate, because I feel like I pay less money.
Yes. That's so. What I think a lot of people did, especially the way things were before. It was like, yeah, I'm paying for a place to sleep with someone else who doesn't steal my shit. This is fine.
Absolutely.
It's like what most of it was. I'm never here, really. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because between like work and then comedy stuff, it's like just always out and about doing whatever. So as long as I can like sleep and shower and make a sandwich occasionally.
Yes.
You know, I'm good.
And you're not a monster. We're good to go.
Yeah. And that's so rare. It's so hard to find a roommate that's not a lunatic.
And that was my other thing too, I think, with roommates, was I had random roommates in college and it ended up being fine, but it was even still the things that come up where you just end up being closer to other people and not the people you thought you were. And then I moved into another place with totally random roommates who were also awesome. But when they moved out, I was by myself for a whole summer.
Ooh.
When I was like 20, it was like right before I graduated to like 21, 22, that whole summer I lived by myself because just no one was ever there. And I was like, oh, this is some shit. Like, I'm super into this. Like, this is the best. So like, that was kind of, I think I just got spoiled on not having to be quiet, being able to like, even if my weirdness, I think, is me keeping weird hours sometimes. Like, if I want to be up at 3 a.m., like writing and listening to music or whatever, I want to be able to do that and not worry about waking someone up or whatever.
That's fair.
So I got really used to that. And I was kind of like, oh yeah, I'm never not doing this again. Like, if we're not fucking, I'm not splitting rent with you. That's like, I think my rule for the rest of my life now.
I think that's a
for anyone that isn't helping me get out of a chair, we're not. That's like the only other thing reason I'm thinking you would need to be in here that much.
Nice. I like it. So since you haven't really been cooking, have you been like ordering a lot of stuff?
A little. Well, okay. So I'll cook like one thing for the week, but I also just don't, like you said, I feel like I'm not using a lot of energy, so I don't really eat that much. So I'll eat, like today I ate a yogurt and an apple and some baby carrots, and I'll eat like a couple of chips and hot sauce. And then I'll eat probably when we're done with this. And then I probably will eat like mini tacos that I just made in the toaster oven. And then maybe eat like a salad for dinner, like a little pre-made one, but make pasta. So like the pasta will be real, but then I'll have just have pasta for the rest of the week. And that'll be my one thing that's like kind of real, but it's like, who the hell can't make pasta, you know? But wow. I do use real like tomatoes and stuff. So I don't like ragu it, but
keeping it literally real.
Yeah, that's the only real thing. Everything else is kind of just me being like, what's a, like, I realize I'm hungry when my stomach growls, and I'm like, oh no, we need to tame this before shit gets real. And I start, I'm like, my head hurts, or I start being mean. Yeah. What can I jam in my face?
Yeah. I find myself getting to that point sometimes where like, I'm not really paying attention. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I need to eat like right now.
Yes. But I will treat myself to like one ordering thing. Like I'll order hot wings or from Edie's Burgers, this place that's delicious, that's by me. That's just like a little deli place, but they have really good fries.
Cool.
And what? Oh, and the taco truck by me, which is really just me doing laundry. Like I do laundry and I get a taco. And then that's like my going out. Where else have I been eating? Oh, I've been trying to try new places, like local places. Oh my gosh, because what's the name of that place? They have amazing po' boys, but I was afraid to get a po' boy because it looked too big. And then I accidentally ordered an entire catfish platter. Like it was under appetizers and it could have fed a family of four. But it's this place. I'm going to text my friend and see if they'll text me back before we're done. But it's so good. So I've like randomly been trying to find new spots. But like you said, also being like, okay, I don't need to eat out this much, like chill.
Yeah. I've been trying to like, kind of like keep a handle on my eating out, because eating out in LA is like, well, getting delivery is like super expensive for some reason.
It's so expensive. And then you have to tip on top of whatever their fee is. So it's like, I've always kind of looked at delivery, even delivery in terms of versus pickup, is like, I do that when I'm sick. Like if I cannot physically move my body,
yeah,
that was not a thing that I was like, oh, I'll just pay to have food brought to me. Like that seems like something that you don't need to do before all of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been an adjustment to me just being like, oh my God, I'm paying so much money to not move right now. But
yeah, like I'm not really a cheap person, but like it really like bugs me when like I'm going to get a pizza and the pizza's like $22 or whatever. And then it's like a $15 delivery fee. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I don't care or not care like how much it is or whatever. If none of that is going to the driver, it's like they're doing stuff like that. And you're like, and then they have tip and it's like, I just paid an extra $8 to get here. How is none of that going toward, well, even it's weird. It's weird just because there are middlemen taking advantage of people that already don't have extra money, trying to do what people tell them to do safely. It's like them taking advantage at the point they're taking advantage of is giving people that already don't want to do the quote, the best thing for other people, more excuse not to. Like, quit being a dick for fucking once. Like, can somebody just call and be like, you know what? This wouldn't be the best for humanity. Let's cut this like in half and do a campaign promo about how less dickish we were. Like anything, even coming from a marketing perspective, you can legit twist not being as shitty right now. And they're just like, nah, we're just going to go ahead and fuck everyone and continue to take your money and their money and everyone's money. Even the company's money, the fact that like these companies don't have the infrastructure to have their own delivery guys. So the fact that they're passing it on, that's what really pissed me off, is like, you guys have these contracts drawn up. You all collectively decided to pass this on to everyone else that has less money than you, instead of even eating part of it. Like, okay, which part of this can we take on? A little bit of your part, a little bit of my part, so that this convenience fee is not bending people over and just like hilariously high.
Yeah.
And they're just like, nah, they'll pay it.
Yeah. 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 You're, yeah. Yes. That's all. That's my response to that. Absolutely.
It's bullshit. Well, it's because I went to school for marketing. So I just look at shit and I'm like, I know how this meeting went. Like I'm listening to it play out in my head and then being like, oh yeah, we saw exactly when they'll tap out and it's not at $8.99. So fuck them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit insane. I miss the days of just getting a pizza menu and calling the pizza place.
Yes.
And the pizza appears at your house.
And then a pizza appears. It's like magic.
It's like magic. And you give them.
There's no other company involved.
Yeah.
The pizza. That's another reason I like local, because there's a guy, it's legit called Pizza Man, I think. And it's delicious. And they just have their, because it's a pizza place, they have their own delivery guys. And so you're at least paying, like, I still will pay a double tip, but it's all going to Yuri, this guy that I'm looking at right now. Like,
yeah. Totally. Totally. I've always been a big tipper as you know, for like delivery and stuff.
Yeah.
Another reason why I don't get a lot of delivery in my apartment is because like our complex is really big and we're in the back. So like I have to walk all the way across downstairs. And like,
you're like, I might as well drive.
I'm already halfway there. Might as well get in the car and fucking drive.
Good God. I might as well just walk there at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty bad in that way. And we're surrounded by a lot of things.
Pizza Man is my favorite because the last time I ordered from there, Felicia was over. This was forever ago. Felicia Folks, my best friend. I love her so much. Also a comic.
Yay.
And we ordered chicken. We ordered chicken tenders. I swear it said chicken tenders. Again, ordering appetizers that do not end up being appetizers. So I was like, hey, I'm ordering a chicken tenders. And she's like, okay, we're both like super high. So it gets here. They just fried a whole chicken and put it in a pizza box. What? So there was like drumsticks, two thighs, like all of this chicken just in a pizza box. And I was like, what? She goes, what the fuck did you do? It was like if you ordered a bucket of chicken and then they just dumped it in a pizza box and it was delicious, but it was not, I was not trying to order that much chicken.
So they gave you a whole chicken flat and a pizza box.
Pieces. No, like it was like as if you ordered all the different pieces of fried chicken.
Right.
In a bucket, but it flat in a pizza box. And I thought they were going to be chicken tenders. So I was like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. But it was so good.
Wow. New guy in the kitchen, I guess, right?
That's what Felicia was like, what the fuck did you do? I was like, dude, do you think I thought a pizza place that said chicken tenders was going to give us 10 fried drumsticks? Like, I don't know what this is. It was so great.
Wow.
It was great. I have no idea how it had. I don't know what translation got mixed where I did that, but it was good.
Yeah, I gotta look this place up.
Pizza Man. He's the best. Yes, I want him to stay open because I was thinking about them the other day because I've been thinking about Pete. That's another thing in terms of like my treat myself thing. I'll think about something for like 5 days and be like, I'm gonna get that eventually, and then like I'll do a show and get tips and be like, ooh. It's pizza time. So like I might get a pizza from them at the end of this week.
I do that. I like think of something. Like I had mac and cheese on my mind for a little.
Ooh, also good.
And we've been doing curbside pickup for groceries. And I always like to go through like the circular on the website just to make sure, you know, I'm not missing anything on sale. And the crab mac and cheese was like on sale for like four for like a dollar or something. And I was like, score. And then like, that's what I had for lunch. I ate a whole box of mac and cheese and then died.
Oh my God.
It's not something I recommend. It's definitely. And it was funny because I had this like little like contract job. So I eat all the mac and cheese on my lunch break. Right.
Uh-huh.
And then about 2 hours later, I start to feel really tired. And I just started this new medication. And I'm like, is it the medication?
Or is it cheese?
Or is it the 9 pounds of carbs I just ate? Like
I really can't tell if this is a side effect or a pound of cheddar. Who knows?
Is it all that pasta? I don't know. Let's find out. It was, I'm not the brightest. But I used to order from this chicken place, and I think it's, I don't know, I think it's either in Van Nuys or Sherman Oaks, called Cluckin' Chicken.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
And it's like a hot chicken place.
Oh, okay.
And my one roommate was like a complete lunatic, but she's from Alabama, so of course. But she, I figured when I was like, you know, where's there a good place to order around here? And she was like, oh, Cluckin' Chicken is good. And I was like, well, she's from the South.
Yeah.
And she's saying that the chicken is good. So I guess it's gotta be okay. And
yeah,
it's awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
And they do this thing where it's like a square, you know, container, you know, takeout container. And it's like French, it's a layer of French fries. It's a layer of coleslaw. And then it's, they chop up the chicken.
Oh.
And then they douse it with their sauce.
That stuff. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's real good.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Cause yeah. I was going to say Gus's chicken is also good. That's I've like that. Out past the valley. But that's just like regular delicious, but what you just described sounds next level. Like okay. I'm into that.
There's a Gus's chicken not too far from my house. I live in Burbank.
Oh yeah, because we don't live that far from each other.
No,
we're probably talking about the same Gus's chicken. It's probably just closer to you, maybe even.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
not too far from the whole from the Trader Joe's.
I don't know, because I have no sense of direction. I've been there. I don't know where I was though. Get out
of
here.
Fair. That's fair. Well, what's funny was I sent a text to my roommate Stu, and I'm like, he loves fried chicken. And I was like, dude, there's a Gus's fried chicken like about 9 blocks from our house. And he was like, cool. So I come home one day and he was out riding his bike and he had a blowout and somebody had to come and get him. And it was like, he had a day. And I came home and there was just like an empty big tin from Gus's chicken and like empty side things. And he's just like laying on the sofa, like uncomfortably. Like, what did you do?
Well, I was about to say, the second you said tin, I was like, okay, but that's like catering sizes. Like how much chicken did he order?
He ate 7 out of 8 pieces of chicken.
Oh my God. See, that's what was in the pizza box. That's so funny. Good for him.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you got any left over? He's like, yeah, there's like a wing left if you want it. And I was like, fuck you, wing.
Like, that's so funny. There's a wing left.
Yeah, he's like, there's like a spoonful of mac and cheese left. I ate
like, no, thank you. Yeah. I'm glad you ate like a king, but I'm good.
Right? Yeah, he was just like, And the next day he's like, oh, my, I've got my acid reflux. And I was like, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, maybe because you ate enough for like an entire children's table at a Georgia wedding. Maybe that's why you feel that way.
Yeah. He's got like a hollow leg sometimes. It's actually kind of amusing to watch him put it away.
Hollow leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Because usually I'm the person where people are like pushing their food closer to themselves, you know, it's like a flip top head. It's like, do you chew your food?
I eat slow. And I dated a guy that made me, I was like, I have to eat like a rescue dog around him because he was always hovering like, oh, are you done? I was like, no, I'm not done. I just can't eat as fast as you. Go away. Stevie's, my friend texted me. I just really wanted people to know it because it legit is that good. It's called Stevie's and it's like near Beverly Hills or near Beverly Glen or something like that. No sense of direction, but it is so good.
Yeah.
That's where I got a catfish. They call them nibblers and it's fucking misleading. It's like, it's like fucking 6 pieces of fish. It's insane. It's so good though. Yeah.
Like thank fillets? You.
That's what I'm saying. Like I took my thing and I was like, first off, why is this so heavy? And then I opened it and it was so good that I like, you know, when you go to like take a bite, just to like hold you over because the fries are hot. I was just eating full planks of fish in the car, open hand in bed. Like people were walking by. I had to hit the dome light with my elbow. Like, don't look at me. Like it was so good. So see, like I'll do that and then I'll drive for a little bit and then like by the time I get home in 20 minutes I'm ready to like eat again. It's perfect.
That's why when I get fast food, I get a little something just to nibble on in the car. And then that way I haven't eaten all my fries by the time I got home.
Oh, man. Yeah. I hate when you have to. I get extra fries with stuff or extra potatoes with stuff, period. Because I also, when you were thinking like special lady meals, Norm's is another one of my special lady meals. I love going to Norm's. I miss going to Norm's and sitting next to like an old man that smells like a carton of cowboy killers. And it's just me and him. And I'm like texting myself jokes and listening to stuff on my earbuds and just like eating steak and hash browns. Like, because I get double hash browns because there's never enough potatoes. So, but that is like a matching ratio for me is like double. So I'll get a large fry with a regular meal just so I can eat fries on the way home securely. Without being like, how close am I to the bottom? What kind of game are we playing with? It's like, oh no, I'm fucking up this whole top shelf. Like the whole top layer of fries is for driving. I don't give a fuck.
Right? Dude, I love Norm's. I love that they give you that shitty margarine with your toast.
I like trying to wait for it to melt. Good luck. It won't. You have to like, if you stack it, I like that you have to put it underneath another, like if you put the pat of butter, you have to stack it with another pancake and then flip the pancakes over and make like a butter sandwich. That's like the only way you can get that ish to melt. It's my favorite. I went there for a birthday.
Uh-huh.
It was so much fun.
Really?
Yes. I was like, I'm having my birthday at Norm's. And the one on Melrose is like architecturally beautiful.
Oh,
like it's got that old, that 50s, like angled up roof,
right?
The like butterfly roof.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Yeah. I definitely went there for a birthday. I regret nothing. I'll do it again.
I used to go to the one in Van Nuys all the time.
I go to the one that's closest to me, I don't always go to because it's packed. Oh my God. Families in the Valley love Norm's. And like, unless I get up crazy early and go at like, no joke, 8 o'clock or like 9, I don't really fuck with that one. I'll just drive to another one that's less crowded. That Norm's is like bumping all the time.
Well, they opened the one in Encino, like right before the shutdown.
Oh,
the new one? Yeah.
I hope that they'll be okay because I picked up from there the other day and they looked fine. So,
what'd you get?
Steak and eggs. Normally I would have told them like I don't want the eggs, but you can't do all that ish online. So I was like, whatever, who cares? But yeah, I get steak and normally I would get a steak and hash browns and then like an extra order of hash browns, or I'll get a pancake. But that's the only time I like IHOP is because you can get chocolate chip pancakes there.
And I have a special weird place in my heart for IHOP.
I like Waffle House better technically. Ooh. But Waffle House in typical Waffle House fashion, their chocolate chip pancakes is just a regular pancake that they sprinkle chocolate chips on top of.
Yeah.
So it's just cold ass pointy chocolate chips all over your pancake.
Yeah, they don't mix it in.
But for everything else, I'm like loyal to Waffle House. So I feel weird saying that, but I love the chocolate chips inside the pancake.
The very first time that I ever went to Waffle House, I'm originally from Philly and I have a friend who doesn't do stand-up anymore, but he was at the time. And his family was from Hershey, like out the Harrisburg, Hershey area. So he's like, you want to do this show? You could stay at my parents' house. And because his parents are like filthy rich at his big house. So do the show next morning, get up, him and his girlfriend are like, you want to go to Waffle House? And I'm like, oh yeah, never been to Waffle House. So we go and I have this awful habit of ordering the absolute worst thing for you on the menu everywhere I go. So I got like the hash browns with all of the stuff on it.
Oh, and get it like everything smothered, covered. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And
I only get onions. I'm boring.
Well, it was my first time. I was very excited, you know. and then
it was like froyo and getting all the topping.
Right, exactly. So like I got all the shit on there, and then I got like I got a waffle and I got eggs and I got all this food. And then we went back to his parents' house and I sat on the sofa, and 20 minutes later I was drooling on myself sleeping because it just knocked me the fuck out. Just knocked me out. I slept for an hour and a half.
That's hilarious.
It just killed me.
So that was where me and my friends went every night when we were done drinking. So like nice. We would go out pretty much every night, and we ended up there every night at the one in Gainesville when I was in college. And my best friend, who still does this, but there was like especially bad because we were all like drunk, and he would just mix everything together. Like he's one of those people that mixes everything together. So he would get so like he's mixing everything together. My other friend would, every time we go, whoever our service was, be like, look at me. I want my bacon burnt. Like you think I'm going to complain, and I won't. Like, I want it to turn to dust when I touch it. Please burn my bacon. So he would get burnt bacon and crumble it over everything he ate. My friend is mixing everything in this giant, disgusting, like, over easy eggs and hash browns and sausage and all this thing in this big, like, mix and eating it like he's an actual pig. Like, I remember one time a girl that like had a crush on him was like trying to hang out with us and act like it wasn't disgusting. And then he legit got food in her hair while he was eating. Like he was just shoveling so much food into his face that she was like, okay, there's grits in my hair. Like I'm leaving. Like I'm not doing this anymore. It was the best. So we used to go there and I used to get double hash browns every night. It was so good. And like sometimes I get sausage links if I'm feeling crazy. And then we would drunkenly, like the guys would have pull-up contests on the like overhang, like the rain awning outside. Like just dumb, drunk 21-year-olds being like, oh, I'm full of hash browns. Let's go, dude. And it just became a tradition to see how many pull-ups you could do after you were done stuffing your face.
Man, talk about beer muscles. Jesus.
It was great. But yeah, I love WH.
Yeah, they don't really have them in Philly, but they do have them like out towards Harrisburg and stuff. So
okay.
And then when I was driving out to move to LA, we stopped at one in Mississippi, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah,
like,
we all have them. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm used to seeing them. It took me a while to realize that they weren't out here. Like I used to straight search for them and be like, oh wait, they aren't here. Like that was upsetting to me.
Wait, they're not out here at all?
Like, I don't know how far you have to go to get to one, but there's not a Waffle House near me at all. No.
Oh
yeah. Sucks. No, I miss them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have a Friendly's growing up in Florida?
No, but my mom worked at a Friendly's in college. Like, I know nothing about a Friendly's other than my mom worked at a Friendly's.
Dude, Friendly's was the bomb because, like, it was like a diner but also they kind of specialized in, like, all kinds of ice cream things. So, like, they had, like, a specific milkshake called a Fribble. And when I was in high school, we would
What? McDonald's stole that from them. They should sue.
Maybe.
Not like sure. Literally the word, but like they definitely took that into account when they made McFlurry for sure.
Oh, totally, totally, totally. But like when I was in high school, we get like really, really high and then like go to Friendly's and get like buffalo chicken strips or like a patty melt.
That sounds amazing.
And then get like a big fucking peanut butter sundae or something and just.
Oh my gosh. That sounds okay. So we had that, but it was at Steak and Shake, but I did not like Steak and Shake until I got way older because I think they either our Steak and Shake is just notoriously bad or they hated teenagers because I never once. Never once had a good experience at a Steak and Shake until I was like an adult. And then I was like, oh, this is like, they treat you like a real person here. This is good. I had no idea. Like I had never been treated with a respect or gotten remotely warm food at a Steak and Shake.
Really?
Ever. It was so horrible. And I was so confused as to why people like Steak and Shake so much. And then I went to another one when I got older. And I was like, oh, I went to one, the one on like the boardwalk in Santa Monica, the promenade in Santa Monica. And I was like, oh, the food's like normal here. Like, it was so notoriously bad. And I was always confused as to why people kept going there. I hated it.
Yeah. I went to one once after a show. The show was in Santa Monica, but it wasn't the Promenade Steak and Shake. It was like a different one, I think, at that point.
Their fries are amazing.
Yeah, their fries are pretty good.
They put on their fries.
Yeah. And then I went to, there's actually one across, I'm pointing like it's across the street.
I like it.
The AMC theater, the one by Flappers.
Okay. I've never been to that one, but I got you.
Yeah, there's a Steak and Shake like right across the thing there. That's why I ate there once. And it's okay. The burgers are kind of thin.
Yeah, it was okay. It was new. It was one of the new things that happened to our like town in high school. And it was like, a place for us to hang out. And I was just like, please, dear God, make me stop going here. Everything here is so cold and bad. And it was there, Sonic, which I always preferred hanging out at Sonic. That was the other new thing we got in high school that became like where to hang out.
Dude,
but it was like farther down the road, so you could see kids that went to another high school, and it was just like gush, like can't even deal with the sexual tension at this drive-through, just like caking it up at Sonic.
They used to always have Sonic ads when I was in Philly, like on cable, you know, but they never had any Sonics. And then they built one a couple blocks from my house. Like,
oh, like you would have the commercials, but no Sonic.
Yeah. I hate it.
They did that with us with Kohl's to the point where I was like, I treated Kohl's like when people have a girlfriend from another school. We had Kohl's commercials for like 3 years. And I was like, I don't even think this store is real. Are they going out of business? I've never seen one. I was just so skeptical that Kohl's was real because they did the same thing to us.
Yeah. And then I went there and I was like, it's not bad. It's kind of salty. Their food's really salty. But like
Sonic. Oh, Sonic is trying to kill you. Yeah. Sonic is 100% born of, because I don't know if they're from the Midwest, but they as a chain give off the vibe that they're definitely trying to give you diabetes. Like the stuff that they come up with, it's like all of the food is already just like by nature kind of trying to kill you just because it's deep fried and delicious. But then it's like, would you like 48 ounces of high fructose sugar with that? Because we have 38 different versions of it. Like they basically made their own remix machine and have just been making kids try like more sugary flavors of Big Gulps like since I was in high school.
Dude, I got the footlong hot dog.
And oh my God. Like I want, oh my gosh. I'll eat one right now.
And they're like, do you want chili on that? And I'm like, yes, please. And like, I ate that. And then I had to drink 9 gallons of water. Because I thought I was going to die.
Like, so funny.
It's like the main ingredient in that chili was salt.
I feel like they will turn anything into a popper.
Yeah.
Like they will wrap anything in mozzarella and fry it.
I mean, fucking try. I'm kind of okay with it though. I'm kind of all right.
I don't know. It's fine, but I feel like they are always the people with something new in popper form. Like, if there's a new one, they're going to be the ones to have it. Like, if anyone ever makes fried Oreos mainstream, it will be Sonic.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised because
I'm surprised they haven't. Even if they brought it back sometimes, like the McRib, and they just like straight up sold fried Oreos, I would be zero surprised.
For the rest of my life, anytime anybody says that the McRib is back, I always remember that scene from The Osbournes where Kelly and Jack are in the back of the limo and Jack's like, hey, the McRib's back. And Kelly's like, the McRib is always back. Like, I don't know why that plays in my head like a weird loop, but it will forever and ever. But I mean, I get excited when things come back. I'm excited that even though I only go to McDonald's like twice a year, they're bringing back the orange drink.
I heard that people are excited about that. I can totally understand being excited about that. Cause I would probably feel that way if they brought like Surge back. Because right before I left Florida, I don't know where he even got it. I think he just got it from where he buys video games and they just like still market to those people. But one of my friends, like when I was leaving, he's like, oh, I'm going to miss you, man. And brought a Surge to my house. And I was like, this is amazing. And I saved it and like waited for it to get cold and drink it later. And was like, this is the best soda I've had in my life. Like it's bright green. I don't need to be ingesting this. It is so good. I love Surge. So I get it. I get like being excited about a beverage that's coming back.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't have a whole lot going on right now. So like, this is what I get to get excited about.
Give me that sweet orange goodness, baby.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. I'm going to go and like get the new spicy McNuggets and like get a.
Oh my God. That's like what I, like you, I try not to go to McDonald's at all. And then every once in a while, if I'm super desperate or whatever, I'll be like, I love McDonald's french fries. I know that they're addictive. Okay. I know they're garbage. I can manage to stay away from like chicken nuggets and hamburgers, like all the other stuff I can like resist. Also, I love their apple pies. But yeah, apple pies and french fries, it's like I'm gonna end up getting one eventually. Like,
yeah, they are just
the nitrates are in me forever. I want it. I'm sorry.
trans fat, need it.
In my gullet sliding down my throat. I am gonna die.
Oh man. Yeah, basically. The only thing that's kept me, I think, from eating too much of that is because my roommate Stu is just like very anti fast food except for In-N-Out. So
also so funny because it's like even just to make it that much more difficult for yourself, like, oh, I only eat fast. I don't eat fast food except for the one with french fries that have like the shelf life of a flower dying in fast forward. Like, I love In-N-Out, but you have to eat it real time.
Yeah. Well, also the key though is to order your fries extra, extra well done with the 2 extras because they leave them in there a little bit longer.
Oh, because the other thing, I do like to get it in and out. Or no, I want to try it in and out because I keep forgetting, but it sounds amazing. And I don't know the term for it, but it's like the secret way to order it with like they fry the pickles in mustard or something like that. And they'll put them on your burger. And I don't know what it is, but I want it.
Oh yeah. You know mustard fried, I think is what it was.
Something like called. That. Yeah. I want that shit. But I haven't even tried. I have not tried to eat In-N-Out in like a year and a half because it just always looks insane and not worth it. And I'm not doing it because there's one really close to me, but
it is always worth it.
Like the time I have gone to 2 separate In-N-Outs and left both of them before.
Yeah. The lines do get a little bananas.
Yeah. It's insane. Or like, that's another place that I'll go and I'll just like not eat breakfast and then eat at like 11:30 in the morning. And I'm done. I'll do that.
Yeah. I think the key to going to In-N-Out too is going at an off time. Like not so much at like lunch or like late night, but like maybe like in the middle of the afternoon. I'm a big fan. I've moved on from the double double to the 3x3.
Wait, what is the difference between those two things?
Well, double double is 2 patties, 2 cheese. Okay. 3x3 is 3 patties, 3 cheese.
Wait, so you went down or you went up?
I went up. Yeah.
But they're so thin.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's you get a 3x3 animal style and like extra sauce and like just eat like a toddler with a bowl of spaghetti just all over your face, man. Just
that is the one thing I like even about the deli around the corner is their french fries are really good and crispy. And then I get the little tiny yellow peppers that are spicy and Thousand Island. And I'm just like, spicy dip. Like I eat I like bite the stem off a pepper and I hold it in my mouth and then I eat a bunch of fries and then I chew it all together.
Yeah. You have to have a certain way to do it.
Yes. I put it in, there's a process. Yeah. I have the only time food ever falls out of my mouth is when I'm holding it, trying to add the last flavor profile. You know what I mean? Like when like you have a bite, but you're not ready to bite it because you're trying to like slip something else into your mouth to like go with all the other stuff.
Yep. It's like your own little culinary experiment right in your mouth. Yeah. Yep.
That's why I like cherry Cokes. I'll like drink a little bit of Coke. And then I like, whoop, a cherry into my mouth, but you got to sneak it because there's Coke in there. It's so hard.
Oh, man. Well, listen, can you tell the folks at home where they can find you on the internet?
Oh, yeah, sure. You can find me at Katrina Savad. It's just Davis backwards. And that's everywhere. All my stuff's the same, like my website and my Twitter and my Instagram and everything is the same. I do a show called Valley Girl on Zoom once a month that Nicole was on a couple months ago. It's like turned into a pretty righteous online thing. And I've got like some new stuff out on the internet on my YouTube. Like I had an episode of Booked with my friends that's out if you want to see it. And then on Amazon Prime, I just got to start a series called Fact Check, where I talk about basically like based on true stories and how much the parts that, you know, were flourished to make the movie better. And yeah,
okay, that's so good. Pretty,
yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for sitting down and yakking about food with me.
Of course. This is so much fun. I miss you.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, when this is all over, whenever that is in 3 years or four years.
Well, outside soon. We'll eat food outside or something.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. Sounds good, man. All right.
All right, you guys. Let's give it up for Katrina. She's an awesome guest and just hilarious. And actually, she was talking about not really cooking. And the day after we did this interview, she sent me a Instagram thing that she had made pasta sauce, you know, spaghetti sauce. And then we were talking about how it was better the next day. She sent me another message with another picture that said, hey, this is better the next day. And I was like, that's right. It is always better the next day. Anyway, check out Katrina in all the different places that she was talking about, because she is delightful. And check out her show, Valley Girl. And also, me and fellow comic Jimmy Calloway have another No Thanks comedy show on Zoom coming up this Saturday, February 27th. We have an amazing lineup. Shilpa Das and Gary Peterson and Jenny Zagrino and Janae Burris and a special guest, Michael Majid. So go to No Thanks Comedy Show. You can get a ticket on through Instagram from No Thanks Comedy Show. There's a ticket link right in the bio, so check it out. It's a pay what you want, and we also give a portion of the proceeds to a socially conscious charity. Socially conscious charity. Say that again. Socially conscious charity. We've raised almost $500 so far. So have a laugh on your sofa. Come and see us. Anyway, thanks again to our friends at the 12 Questions Podcast. And thanks again to Dave Yates and HaHa Hot Sauce for being our lovely sponsor. Please rate and review this thing on iTunes if you can. We'd appreciate it. Please. Please. Don't make me beg, people. Okay. And we'll be back next week with another awesome interview. And thank you for listening. I've been looking at the stats. We have listeners from all over the world. What's up, Wales? What's up, Wales? Wales! And all of you people in the Pacific Northwest who have been listening, I really appreciate it. So, anyway. Hey, did you eat?